I forgot last week. I got a package from Big Fatty, and I wanted to open it on air, and I forgot. So
wow, how much that weighs?
So wow. I got here's what I got. I got
syphilis.
Yes. Oh, no. I got a Big Fatty calendar for the year of 2013.
Ooh.
Ooh. You should see the centerfold. It's one big picture of his balls. No, I'm not serious.
As a centerfold?
They have that many pages it can pull out?
Not on my refrigerator.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Ooh, you should see the centerfold.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1305 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of January, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. Believe it or not, Big Fatty has got a lisp. Or lisp? Big Fatty, you fucked it up. Hello, final stretches. Big Fatty, is that vulgar? Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are final stretches. And that has nothing to do with the puppet show, by the way. But y'all, you are final stretches because, y'all, this is the last week. The last week of the reign of the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO for 2012. Oh, dear God. And y'all, you heard the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, that Gavin at the beginning of today's little show. And y'all, he was talking about his calendar. And y'all, but remember whoever wins the number one fan of the BFO for 2013, Big Fatty held back one of the special calendars. For that winner. So winner, chicken dinner, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all remember, you can't win if you don't enter. So anyway, Big Fatty, are you gonna mention that I've become a famous intertube star? I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you do, Big Fatty. I was asked to develop a project for your number one fan for 2012. All right. Well, y'all, you'll have to listen to that Stick It With a Poke to hear Poodle McNoodle debut her talents over there. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely and very original. Now, y'all, remember, this is the final week to get your entry in to become the number one fan of the BFO for 2013. Y'all, there's only one way to do it, and that is to send Big Fatty an e-letter, 25 words or less, saying why you want to be the number one fan. Y'all, everybody will be put in a colostomy bag. And, y'all, it is a totally random drawing. It doesn't matter if you're a lurker or a listener since day one. Y'all, everybody has just as good a chance. And but, y'all, you got to get your entry in by 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Standard Time, this coming Friday, the 1st of February. And so, anyway, y'all, we've gotten a few more entries since last we spoke. Y'all, that Lori Werbox up there in the Connecticut, he sent his in. He says, I got my nips and my dilly bedazzled. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Got a big old tattoo on my arm. My grandmother would have called me a nice colored boy. What more could you want in a baby new year? Big Fatty, Lurie Dean for the number one fan of 2013. Well, Lurie Dean, thank you so much. That's just lovely. Y'all, we've gotten one from a Mexican. Y'all, this Mexican sent me a textimonium over the weekend saying that I needed to remember that it was... Australian Mexican Day this past Saturday. Of course, that all that did was show that he hadn't listened to Friday's little show. But anyway, so y'all, then he had egg on his face. But y'all, it is that turnip head. And he says, "You got big balls. I have a big heart. What more could you ask for? That's under 25. Pick the tiny piece of paper. Turnip head. Big Freddy. That's short and to the point. Short and sweet indeed. Thank you, turnip head." Y'all, we've heard from Joe in Austin. That's Joe Z. And he says, "Why I should be Big Fatty's number one fan for 2013 in 25 words or less. It gives me a reason to de-lurk and call the BFO and possibly go to Pride 48. It's lovely. Joe, thank you so much for that. We're just, we'll put you in the colostomy bag and give you a chance to win that coveted title. A coveted title. Big Fatty, it is a coveted title. And y'all, our next one is from the Wittebergen. Y'all, it's that George in Atlanta. George writes and says, "Herbert, roses are red, violets are blue. I should be the number one fan. Number two just won't do." Okay, number two will be fine also. George in Atlanta. Lovely. Y'all, Big Freddy, he's such a poet. I believe he's coming out of his widowdom, Big Freddy. And y'all, our last entry that we received is from Jim up there in the Wilmington, Massachusetts, and he says, "Herbert, I began listening in June after meeting you at the Good Days podcast dinner. Since then, I have sent a recipe, called in jokes, completed the census, and downloaded the app. I really don't expect to win since I'm new, but what the fuck? I figured I'd enter anyway." And Jim, you remember, it's all a random draw from the colostomy bag. Yes, Big Freddy, he's got just as bad a good a chance as everyone else. Yeah, I see. Now, y'all, I want to get a little bit serious here for just a second. Y'all, I don't know how many of you are aware of what's happened, but y'all, I want you to send a little love out to that Timmy Sims, because, you know, y'all, Timmy Sims is just a sweetheart. And over the weekend or the end of last week, since I recorded last, y'all, his dear companion, the Sue was having a problem. She had lived a long life, y'all, and she was just having health problems, and she wasn't going to get better, and Timmy had hard decisions to make. But y'all, we all at some point in our lives have to make these, and we all can relate to what Timmy has been through. But he had to let go of the Sue, y'all, and so he's having a hard time, and he put out a little boo talking about it. And y'all, he had some seagulls or something in the background, and you know, that was one of the things that he and the Sue like to do, is go walk on the beach or walk on the lake, or I don't really know where it is, wherever they have seagulls up in Michigan or so, wherever it is up there. Timmy, the one thing that you said in your little boo was that you weren't sure if you were going to continue doing the booze, because you used to do that with the Sioux. And I think that for you to just abandon that, I think that should be something that brings back good memories and something to hold on to, that, you know, you and the Sue used to do that together, and you can still do that. The Sioux is there with you. I mean, yeah, you may not have a leash in your hand, but if you think the Sioux isn't walking with you along the shore there, and that the Sioux wasn't with you when you were feeding those seagulls, think again, my friend. Think again, because I can guarantee you that just because there's not a physical entity there doesn't mean that the Sioux in there with you. That's all I gotta say. So please keep it up, and just know that there are lots of people that love you and lots of people that know the kind of sorrow you're going through, but you know, you had some good times, and we all are limited in the number of good times we can have. So enjoy the ones that you had, and keep the memory alive, and keep the booze coming too. Yes, Big Freddy, that's just lovely. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, I want to tell you about the weekend. Since last we spoke, y'all, I'd gotten a letter from the Sirius XM folks, because you know I have that radio in the Ford Escape, and you know I had a 6-month trial, and I just, you know, I didn't renew it. And so y'all, when you don't renew, they spend forever trying to get you to come back. And y'all, it runs about $14.95 a month. And y'all, I just didn't need that expense. That's about what, 50 cents a day. And y'all, and I mean, there are things on there that I enjoy listening to. But you know, it was eh. But y'all, I had caught up on lots of little shows, so my iPhone was fairly empty. So I thought, well, you know, I had been thinking about it, and y'all, I'd got a letter that said, "Big Freddy, please come back." So y'all, I called them up. I called them up on far right, and y'all, I renewed. It was 6 months. For $25 total, plus taxes, and you know that's how they get you. That's how they get you, and y'all. So it was like $29 and something for 6 months, not each month, but for the whole 6 months. And there was a, you know, they usually charge you a $15 reactivation fee, but they were going to waive that. And so, y'all, I signed back up for it, and I've been enjoying it. I've been enjoying it, and in 6 months, I'll call and cancel it again. But anyway, but y'all, so I did that. Y'all, I came home. I'm going to tell you something. I came home on Friday from the coal mine, and y'all, I had me some supper, and y'all, I was gonna listen to that Pink Wingnuts a little show, and I caught the very end of it, but y'all, quite frankly, I just forgot about the damn thing. But anyway, I was just sitting around the Fat Cave here, and I was like, "Big Freddy, y'all is tired. I was just tired." And y'all, I crawled in the bed about 8 p.m. in the evening, and I thought, well, I'll just lay here for a little while and, you know, just kind of relax. Well, y'all, I got up sometime in the middle of the night and took my go-to-bed pills. I don't even know what time it was, and, you know, I have to take that with the apple snack. And y'all went back to bed and got up at 8 a.m. in the morning on Saturday morning. Y'all, you know, every once in a while you just need a good conk out. Beh, Randy, that sounds vulgar. And so on Saturday, y'all, I piddled around the Fat Cave here and did a few little things. And y'all, then I went over to the Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, and picked up a few items there. Y'all, they were out of the forest bacon, so I didn't get any of that. But anyway, picked up a few things there, and y'all, I took a turkey bazoom out of the freezer and thawed it, and y'all, then I cooked it overnight Saturday night, just cooked it for about 10 hours. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. You cook a turkey bazoom in the slow cooker, it will be moist and delicious. Big Freddy, that just sounds vulgar, too. But I watched some shows on the TV machine. Y'all, a couple of shows that I forgot to mention last week when I went down in the Fat Cave. Y'all, that Project Runway has started up again, and y'all, they've got some big old queens on there. Big old queens on there. Big Freddy, that goes without saying. Well, I won't say it again then. And y'all, it's the team competition. And y'all, the other thing that I forgot to mention to you is if you watch the Smash, and that is spelled with an S and a mash. Big Freddy, you're silly. And it starts a week from Tuesday on February the 5th. So if you're watching that, y'all set that up in your VRC because of that. Y'all, you know, I had mentioned a while back that I thought that if you're on the Twitty, you ought to be following the Paul Lynn. You know, you know, that's not Paul Lynn. That was Charles Nelson Reilly. It was, oh my goodness, Paul Lynn. And y'all, but y'all, you may have had trouble finding it, y'all, because I screwed it up. Quite frankly, I just fucked it up. Y'all, you have to go on the Twitty and follow Your Daily Lind, and that's YourDailyLynde. And y'all, it's just a couple of second clips, video clips of Paul Lynn. And there's no sound or anything, but there's a witty little comment or something. And y'all, it's just cute as it can be. So you ought to think about that. But y'all, there is breaking news.
It's just in from the People Have Spoken desk.
Beaver's Lodge is reopened. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I was a happy camper. Y'all, it was a full moon, so I knew there was a good chance it might happen. You know, because strange things has happened at the full moon. But y'all, the lodge has reopened. Now, I do believe you have to be invited to view the lodge. But I'm not sure about that. But y'all, if you are interested in being a lodge viewer, y'all send an e-letter to Kim's, and that's with an S, Beaver at gmail.com. That's KIMSBEAVER at gmail.com, and say, Miss Beaver, may I look at your big Freddy? That sounds vulgar. Your lodge. And y'all, it's just, I'm telling you, as funny as Spot and Crazy is, y'all, Kim Beaver's Lodge is just as funny. So anyway, y'all, on Saturday night, went out to the bedroom, and Granny and Miss Porter were there, and y'all, we had a good time. You know, Big Fatty usually takes off about a little bit after 11 p.m. in the evening. You know, I get there about 9:30 somewhere in there, so I don't stick it out too long. But y'all, I was having such a good time. Y'all didn't leave till about 1:15 in the morning, 1:15 a.m. in the morning, and y'all, we just had a real good time. Y'all, I sat down, and there was this tall drink of water there, and he was standing behind me, and all of a sudden I feel this hand go across the top of my head. Big Freddy, it's vulgar. No, my flat top hair. Oh, dear, I see. My flat top haircut. And he was saying, I was just seeing how flat it was. And I went, you just keep rubbing. And y'all, as the evening went on, the drunker he got and the more touchy-feely he was. But anyway, there was no gentleman calling. But y'all, we just had a real good time. Just a real good time. And y'all, Big Fatty doesn't say that very often. But anyway. Let's see. Oh, and then on Sunday, y'all, I piddled around. I did laundry. And I've got clean sheets, and Gavin, anything you want to tell us about what Poodle McNoodle sent to you for your show?
Ooh, you should see the centerfold.
Oh, I've been pretty. I'm famous, and now they're art in vulgar pictures.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.